Here are some clips from this week's deep dive episode of the Bestseller Experiment for Patreon subscribers.
Hello and welcome to this Bestseller Experiment deep dive on cliches and tropes, recorded exclusively for our wonderful Patreon subscribers. I'm Mark Stay and I'm as happy as Larry to hackney plot or situation. It's something we've heard a million times before, and it often betrays a lack of original thinking, and it's often the easy choice.
Peter.
And it's not just word use or sentences that give us cliches. There are story and plot conventions that we call tropes. So in fantasy, we have the chosen one who must fight a dark lord. But good fiction, the really good fiction, should provoke us and challenge us, and it's the books that provoke us who get talked about and handed around. I once had a knife pulled on me in real life, and I didn't scream or, you know, attack them. Okay, we love an evil villain and we love a noble hero. They're fine, but do they actually reflect reality? Even non-writers are now familiar with the Joseph Campbell idea of the hero's journey. You know, you come out of the movies and you're... So if your book is set in a prison or a war zone or a regency house 150 years ago or on a space station, that gives the reader an expectation of what they're going to read.
You can help support the podcast. Subscribe today at bestsellerexperiment.com/support. That's bestsellerexperiment.com/support. Thanks again.